We cleared the table and Robert sat down to explain the rules of the game of life. We take it in turns to spin the pointer and move the number of squares it stops at, any number from 1 to 10. On each square, there's an instruction to follow. Sometimes you have a choice of buying something like house insurance or shares, or else you might win some prize or get the chance to gamble if you want to.
I won't want to, Emily muttered.
Buying shares sounds like a good idea, though, Gordon said.
Aren't shares simply another form of gambling? Freya questioned. Does it tell you what the odds of winning a prize are? I asked.
Shut up, Natalie, Robert hissed. I want to keep that a secret.
Anyway, he continued, when you reach retirement, you'll have two options. The first is to live in a retirement home and receive a pension every time it's your turn, based on your final salary.
Those were the days, Gordon interjected.
Aye. And t'other option is to move on to a millionaire's mansion, where your income each turn will come instead from any status symbols you've chosen to purchase, like renting out a luxury Mediterranean villa.
That sounds good, said Gordon.
It is if you were one of the first to finish, Robert explained. Otherwise, you'll have spent your money on some very expensive items with nought in return for them.
I think I'll just opt for a peaceful retirement, I said.
You'll have to see how it goes. Life's unpredictable, isn't it? Anyhow, the game carries on until the last player finishes. Then we all tot up our dosh, and the one with the most is the winner.
That'll be me, declared Freya. It's bound to be.
Not if I can help it, I said.
Gordon chimed in. May the best man win, which means Robert and I will have a 50-50 chance.
Hey! Emily punched him in the ribs. This game may have belonged to Robert's grandparents, but we're not living in their generation now.
We all spun the pointer to decide who was to start, and it was me.
I want to go to university, I said.
So do I, said Emily.
I don't, said Gordon. I'm going straight into business. So far as I can see, it will give me a head start on you lot.
True, but your starting salary won't be as great as ours will be when we graduate.
Does that matter? It wasn't much to start with for Steve Jobs, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg when they dropped out of university.
It certainly was an old game, because pretty soon we found we all had to get married. And then, of course, we started having kids. They were in the form of little pink or blue pegs, which we stuck into holes in the plastic cars we were driving around the board. Not long after my marriage, my car landed on a yellow square.
Goody, I cried.
It says I've got a baby girl and you all have to give me £1,000.
Cool.
Now if I can only get a boy as well, it will be perfect.
Is that what you'd like to have in real life, Natalie?
Emily cheekily asked me. A family with a boy and a girl.
I suppose I would.
When the time comes, I added hastily.
To tell you the truth, I'd never thought about it. But now she asked me, it did seem like a good plan. To have a proper family life in which I could give our children all the love and security that I myself had missed. It was a wonderful idea. That was a purpose I could live for.
Yes, Emily. That's just what I'd like. What about you, then? Would you like to have a family?
It was Emily's turn to look flustered.
I think it's a man's turn to answer that question next, she stuttered.
What do you think, Gordon?
Gordon puffed out his cheeks while he searched his brain for a diplomatic reply.
It's getting expensive to have a family, I believe, he began ponderously.
Time-consuming too, I understand. That's not to say I would never want children, of course, he added, just as hastily.
Gordon didn't strike me as particularly sensitive, but even he must have spotted the disappointment on Emily's face.
Interesting, I thought. It looks like Emily is Cupid's latest target.
I decided to rescue her from having to answer. I turned to Robert.
What about you, lover boy? Do you hope to be a family man one day?
Judging from Freya's startled expression, it was obvious their relationship hadn't reached the point of discussing such issues. Dear old Robert, however, was completely unaware of the importance of his reply. He was very lovable, but he didn't have a clue about women